bush. What can I say? They entrusted you to lead us down a path to better days, and here we are now. Two wars and no remorse. The poor are getting poorer. Situation's getting worse. You said we're doing fine. Yeah, we're doing pretty fine. With our constant fear of truth mixed with our constant fear of you, we're sick and tired of being treated as your tools, building riches for your buddies while you make all the rules, and you said you cared. Mr. Bush, what are you gonna do about the starving in Washington, D.C.? Freezing all the marble steps of your policies. What's in it for the workers as the factories move away? Trading freedom for the dollar, what a hefty price to pay. No respect for the common will of all, just the will to fight for power, throw our backs against the wall. Well, it's out there, Mr. Bush, it's written in the wind. When the system turns itself over, we're turning you in. Oh, now a spaceship to go to Mars, so another billionaire can see the stars. Wasting $11 billion that could be ours. And we ask for handouts, and we get a few things back, while the companies you sleep with get contracts in Iraq. And put books on the shelves so they can educate themselves on the history of freedom as the rich man tells. Let them die right, let them know that hope is gone. And as more coffins come back home, we'll all chant, bring them on. Oh, Mr. Bush, where's the weapons of mass destruction? We know you lied. Actually, we're only asking because we think it's funny to see you hide. When the questions pile up, terror, secret labs, and more. Nukes, anthrax, and smallpox, the plans for global war. Only place I've seen those things is in the USA, where the nuclear tests once banned are growing larger every day. You say it's him, not you, who brought this shit about. But we recognize doublespeak, and the truth is coming out, and you're going down. Now the Iraqis are fighting back. No surprise to me, I heard they almost got Wolfowitz. What a tragedy, well he shouldn't be there. Making laws on foreign land. An unelected dictator under your commander for the homeland. The barracks for the greed, home of Halliburton, Bechtel, Boeing, Lockheed, and GE. I bet they're happy. Building weapons for the war, casting votes to ensure that we keep crawling back for more, cause they're profiting. Saddam Hussein to Hitler, and you would know the best, because your granddad ran his banking operations with his friends, and your daddy funded Saddam, sold him missiles, guns, and gas. The poison he dropped on the Kurds was made in a U.S. lab. It's all fact. If you read between the lines, you'll find the same names and faces at the scenes of the crimes. Arms producers, war profiteers, arm in arm with politicians ever since the golden years. What a scam. Not the one to blame. It seems like everything is crazy. Yeah, but everything's the same. You see, it's always been this way since 1776. A government established just to benefit the rich, not the slaves, the natives, the women, or the poor. The landless peasants stranded, lying, dying on the shore. It's pretty clear. It's a united state of fear, and the time is now to rise against the thing that brought us here and take it back.